Definitely, there is a, and I make a difference between first being able to collect the data and then to make it transparent. And I think this is also what different fora are also pushing, is to have more transparency on data collection, whether it's discussed at the G7 through the PGII or the G7 with the infrastructure working group. There are different fora that are pushing for this data collection to be more accessible to the public and the private sector, because there are a lot of data that is being kept and kept in silos and not necessarily shared. So definitely, and that I think again, it's a policy issue that should also be incentivized for international organizations like MDBs to be able to publish more the data. The Global Emerging Markets Database of the MDBs is a collection of data that is so valuable, but for legal reasons, they cannot publish the data. And that's where, and they have a lot of data on credit default rate in countries. So learning about that would be a way to better prepare projects upstream. But fully agree on that, and finding ways to incentivize data publication and data transparency would definitely be the next step after the systematic data collection processes.